Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. And I say,
hey! Rock 107 WIRX, good morning. It's Brock, it's Hunter. Good
morning!
Benny! Good morning, gentlemen. Going to see a high of 65 today, low of 51. We need to go golfing, man. You said you went golfing this weekend, right?
Yeah, I hit the six yesterday. I went to Hawkshead, South Haven. First time I ever played there, man.
Nice, man.
Fantastic course.
Good time? Good.
Even like, you know, it's supposed to be, you know, snowing right now.
Yeah.
But the course is great condition, man. It's usually like $100 to play there, I guess. $25.
And they had carts out and everything too, man. Jeez, that's because I ain't walking. Come on, no. Right. That'll kill my buzz. You were saying it's supposed to snow Saturday. Though,
yeah, that's what I heard. I haven't looked, but you know the internet.
Why did you get all shafty out of that's what I heard. Yeah.
I told you guys I'm sick and my voice is going away.
He's always so angry.
He's like he's trying to amp up for a rabbit.
He was gone for how many days? Can we extend the vacation?
Please.
Here's my card, Brock.
You're the one that put a little bass in your voice there. That snow gonna be falling, son. That's what it was like. It was funny. It was good.
Can you do that for me, man?
Yeah. You do that for me, man. Oh my God. So it was actually colder in Vegas than it is supposed to be today.
Right.
It was a little gloomy, which by the way, you don't know true sadness until you've gambled all night and didn't win anything, and then the next day it's overcast in Vegas.
God.
You're just looking out the window going, I kind of want to jump. I can't go back, guys.
No.
Why don't they let any of these windows, which by the way, no windows open in Vegas. None of them. Balcony, nothing like that. There are balconies.
Really?
That
is
like
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
People jumping all the time?
Gotcha. Think about it. You mortgaged your house. Man. You lost your car.
I didn't think about that.
Gave you crabs. Like, you're going to jump, man. Or so I've heard. I've heard hookers
can do that. But all in Vegas.
But speaking of gambling, and in Vegas, I always gamble. I always take money knowing I'm going to gamble, and I hope I do all right. Here's the funny thing. So it's Saturday. Kiki and I got a couple hours before we need to get to the airport. So we're like, let's go do some gambling, all right? We get down a little bit. We only started with 100. We're like, I'll do some gambling. She goes to a penny slot machine, does one bet. And this is what Kiki always does, and it drives me nuts. The very first bet she does, max lines minimum bet. So it's usually like 30 cents, maybe 50 cents. She does this, sits down on a machine, gets 224 free spins.
Oh!
Whoa.
On a 30 cent. But here's the thing. All of that time wasted, and she kept getting like a few more free spins. If she would have done a dollar, she probably would have like $800. She ended up winning like $80 after sitting there.
Free spins. So how's that work? So you get 220 free spins.
And it just does it for you.
With any bet?
So you make that bet on like a slot machine, right?
Right.
And she made the bet, and then the machine just plays for you, and it doesn't cost for all. So she had 223 free spins, but with as low of a bet as it was, it wasn't getting anything.
Oh, right.
But anyway, she ends up doing well. Like, now we're up. Now we're in the red, right? We're doing good.
You gotta walk, man.
I sit next to her, hit a machine, hit $80, just like that. I'm like, oh my God, this is great. How much do I have left of that, do you think, gentlemen? Out of all that money we won.
Probably negative 80.
Negative 80. That's close. That's pretty damn close. Wow. I never know when to walk away.
It's almost like you got to bring a buddy with and just tell your buddy, you know, don't gamble. Just sit behind me and tell me when to leave.
And tell me, go say leave.
That's why a lot of people leave their wallets in the car. They bring in just a certain amount of cash and they just bring.
That's actually not a bad idea, too, because if you go to the ATM.
I've heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, you go to the ATM, you're getting charged a $10 ATM fee. Oh, it's brutal.
You know, I'll be that guy. I'm pretty good at being that guy.
Yeah?
Because I'm not a big gambler. I don't know. Dude. I just can't bring myself to do it too much. But I'm not good with
it. I'm terrible at it. I have a very addictive personality, so
hey,
it's not good. Vegas is literally like Sodom and Gomorrah for me, man.
Brock,
it's awful.
Let's go. Let's get the hell out of here.
No, don't you. I'll tell you when I've had enough.
Hey, I've got a casino right across the street from my house. If you guys go and you lose everything, just know you're always welcome to come in.
Oh, your mom already told me that.
Oh, there it was.